DHS Chief Information Security Officer Robert West says the agency's IT is more secure than ever before.
We've consolidated 6 legacy wide area networks into a single secure, modern, fully encrypted backbone infrastructure, and we've also made significant progress in consolidating multiple data centers into 2 modern enterprise data centers. These new data centers have been designed with a robust set of security controls that support all systems, including financial systems, that operate in these environments. We've also consolidated our internet access behind redundant trusted internet connections.
West addressed the House Subcommittee on Government Organization Efficiency and Financial Management. A new Inspector General audit should prove that strategy is working.
There is definite improvement this year. Yeah.
Deputy Assistant Inspector General John McCoy won't say much more than that because he's still working on the audit. It's due out in 2 weeks. Last year's report revealed 161 problems with the agency's IT controls, many of them persistent ones year after year. Deputy Chief Financial Officer Peggy Sherry says the worst offender has made progress against the notices of findings and recommendations.
FEMA really was able to better assess which of those NFRs they would be able to correct. And the reason they were able to do that is because they were able to address the root causes. They were also able to work with their business partners within the FEMA to really identify what those root causes are. So I think that what you'll see this year is improvement in that particular area.
But she acknowledged the agency as a whole still had its work cut out for it. DHS inherited 1,100 IT systems when it was formed in 2003. It's slimmed down, but West says many of the remaining systems are outdated.
Most of these financial systems have been in operation for many years, and they predate the department's creation in 2003. While these systems are certainly more secure due to the fact that they operate within the enterprise environment that I explained, some of these systems are still missing a number of important system-specific controls and cannot fully support business processes that ensure accurate financial reporting. Heavily manual processes are still required to compensate for a lack of fully automated technical controls.
For example, because DHS lacks the security controls, managers have to check every few months to make sure former employees no longer have access to the system. Last year's audit suggested that wasn't being done everywhere. West says components have their own ways of making sure employees who leave can't have access.
I believe that the biggest issue centers around contractors. And as I said, contractors come and go with the contract. In fact, sometimes the same contract, you know, different people are swapped out for various, all kinds of reasons, business reasons. And it's keeping track of contractors that because they have access in some cases to our systems as well. That's probably the biggest challenge. And frankly, the best I can say, that is a challenge. We need, like I said, we need to get to the point where we have strong token-based authentication so that that the system can do in an automated way, can do the removal, as opposed to having to rely on a contracting officer to tell the system administrator that this person has left. That has just been a challenge.
It plans to give all employees access cards. The 2010 audit also found the agency's emergency contingency plans lacking. There's a certain irony to that. Subcommittee Chairman Todd Platts.
This department came out of the attack of 9/11, and you know, the fact that we were a nation in attack, and there was obviously an unprecedented emergency. Yet we have this department not setting the example for the rest of the federal government as we like it to better prepare for those type of emergencies in how you manage your data, your information technology systems.
DHS's West didn't argue with him.
You're right. What can I say? But all systems, all financial systems, and all NFRs associated with contingency planning, in the 2000 audit, we went back directly to the components and said, you need to update your contingency plan. If you don't have one, you need to produce one. And every one of those systems now has a contingency plan that has been tested.
He says the agency has made more progress over the past year in the other areas that the audit noted needed improvement: configuration management, security management, and segregation of duties. The lack of the latter had led some components to overpay vendors through duplicate payments. The next step, he says, is modernizing the 32 financial systems that are old and not up to the tasks required. DHS had considered doing that on an agency-wide level, but Deputy CFO Peggy Sherry says that's no longer the case.
You can't have 10-year implementations where it takes you 10 years, $10 billion later, to be able to get to initial operating capabilities. So it's been something that our leadership has been very much focusing on, not just for financial systems, but for all of our IT projects, to be able to say you need to be able to get to operating capability quicker.
Now, she says, DHS has set standards for every component to meet as it sees fit, but that doesn't mean less oversight. Sherry told committee members that her superiors were willing to bang heads to make sure all components of DHS stepped in line. Ranking Member Ed Towns of New York said Congress wanted to see the agency do better.
This is not one of those I gotcha committees. Even though they do exist here in this House, but this is not one. We are here to see how we can work together and to see how we can help you.
To that end, Chairman Platts offered to bang heads himself if it speeded up the process.
We're glad to bring in any component entity before us to talk about what they're doing if they're not in line with what you're trying to do as a department. And again, not to play gotcha, but just to make sure they understand the importance that we all need to work together to get this done.
He said he looked forward to reviewing the Inspector General's new audit in 2 weeks. At the House of Representatives, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.